Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local couple was able to attend the inauguration of President Donald Trump. Let's go in-depth with Marion County Attorney Ed Bull. Well, Ed, you had an opportunity to attend the inauguration of President Trump. What was that like?
It was an incredible experience. I hadn't been to Washington, D.C. since I was 8 years old. So going to our nation's capital, and I was in awe. I can't come up with a better word, and I'm not trying to be overly dramatic, but for those who have been to D.C., and I would encourage everyone to go there, just the magnificence of the city, the size of the buildings, the fact that we live in a country that allows you to literally walk up the steps of the Supreme Court of the United States or the Capitol building, the fact that we have access to our representatives, personal contact with them, is truly remarkable. And it was, in addition to just going out there for the inauguration and all of the pomp and circumstances associated with that, the mere fact to be able just to be in Washington, D.C. and watch the peaceful exchange of power was an overwhelming experience for me.
Well, and I'm sure there were all kinds of festivities associated with it. I understand there's an Iowa ball. What all did you participate in?
We went out late Wednesday evening. On Thursday, we did some sightseeing. We went out to the National Cathedral where the prayer service was, I believe, on Saturday. That's an incredible cathedral. I mean, absolutely takes your breath away. We had a meeting on Thursday afternoon with the Iowa delegation, so it was an opportunity to see our Congress people and our senators in person, have an opportunity to listen to them speak, and get an opportunity to sit down and talk with them. And that was a great experience, being able to spend some time with Senator Grassley and Senator Ernst. Unfortunately, I didn't have an opportunity to see our representative. He did not speak. And I recognize there were a lot of Republicans in the room, don't get me wrong, but our congressman was not at that, nor was he at the Iowa First in the Nation gala that was held on Saturday evening either. That was a little disappointing. Did have a chance to speak with his staffers. But
that would be Congressman Lobsack.
Yes, Congressman Lobsack was not in attendance. My understanding, there was an incredible security line to get into the Senate building, because to be able to attend the inauguration, you have to appear in person to pick up your tickets for the inauguration. So if you imagine you have tens or hundreds of thousands of people showing up to pick up their tickets, well, there's only a couple entrances in and out of the Senate building. So our Iowa legislative meet and greet, I believe, was between 2 and 4. We arrived about 2:45, and my understanding was the congressman was there earlier. But at about 3 o'clock, every congressional member of the state of Iowa, well, let me take that back. Senator Grassley, Congressman Young were present. They addressed the crowd and then literally stuck around for an hour to take photographs and talk. And so that was a great opportunity. I really, both for my wife, Pam, and myself, it was quite an experience to be in a Senate building, having an opportunity to sit down and talk with your senator.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the inauguration of President Donald Trump with Marion County Attorney Ed Bull. In my imagination, I sort of see fine dining and a ballroom and dancing. Was all that going on?
Saturday evening, we had a formal gala, and it was absolutely beautiful, well done. At that event, both the governor, lieutenant governor, and all of the Republican elected federal officials were in attendance as well. So that was your formal evening to put on a suit or a tuxedo and formal evening gown and enjoy the company. And it was interesting. There was probably 350, 400 people there. And, you know, without going into specific names, it was great to have other people from Pleasantville, Iowa also there, other people from Marion County there. And so even though we had all traveled across the country to be in Washington, D.C., there were a lot of very politically minded Marion County individuals who were there as well.
Well, like how many ballpark? Half a dozen?
There were five other people from Marion County who we had an opportunity to sit down and talk with. It was interesting. One of them came up to myself. I did not know who the individual was and said, "Stranger, you traveled far," or something to that extent, and very quickly realized he was from Knoxville. And then had another person come up to me who literally lives less than half a mile away from me in Pleasantville. So we were well represented, Marion County in Washington, D.C., for the inauguration.
Did you know any of these people were going?
No, had no idea.
So sightseeing, what were some of the things that you really remember?
Well, I will not forget the museum, which is located next to the Canadian Embassy, just down the streets from the Capitol. It had the ability, we were able to watch the parade route from the balcony of the museum. That museum is unlike anything I've ever seen before. It is a museum dedicated to the news. And so as a result, some things that I was really impressed by is they have an entire wall every day of newspapers from around the country and around the world. The front page of every newspaper, major metropolitan newspaper that you could see for that day. In addition, they had all the Pulitzer Prize winning photography going back in time. The FBI had an entire section that I was very interested in. They had, for example, the Unabomber shack. They had the New York City attempted bombing. They had the vehicle and the literally in the middle of the museum. In addition to that, they had an entire room set up as an election headquarters where they literally had the CNN touchscreen where we were able to walk up, just like they did on election night, hit the state of Iowa, all the counties come up, touch Marion County, see all of the election returns. It really was an incredible museum, and if anyone has an opportunity when they're out in D.C., I highly recommend it. My wife and I also went to the National Holocaust Museum, and that was a very emotional place. It is incredibly well done. It is absolutely heartbreaking. I'm somewhat out of a loss of words, but it is something I think everyone should go see.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the inauguration of President Donald Trump with Marion County Attorney Ed Bull. Any other significant sites that you would recommend?
The National Cathedral. There must be 10 to 12 small chapels, and while we were there, all of the volunteers were setting up the flowers for the prayer service that happened for the president the following day. And to think that, you know, that was somewhat damaged by the earthquake that took place a couple years ago, and they had an area that showed the destruction and just how close it was to potentially losing that incredible cathedral.
Losing it all?
Well, they certainly suffered some significant structural damage. I mean, I'm not going to use hyperbole, but you know, if it had been a much more significant earthquake, the amount of damage, I don't think most people think Washington, D.C. is an area that we have an earthquake, but they certainly had towers that were cracked and areas that there was destruction where pieces of the building fell off.
Were you there to see President Trump make his speech?
We had the opportunity to see President Trump's speech listen to it, and with about 1,000 other people where we were around us, clearly, and interestingly, both Republicans and Democrats. And it was interesting to be able to have an opportunity to not just listen to President Trump, but also see the reaction of other individuals who were there. in retrospect, I've had an opportunity to read a number of editorials of his speech, and I am somewhat needing to take a step back because I didn't see the darkness of his speech. I saw a president. I've often said to people, and I said, for example, at the debate moderator event that I did at Central College for one of the presidential debates, you know, President Trump doesn't seem to have necessarily the filter between his brain and his mouth that most polished politicians have. And I think that's what has attracted so many people to him, was the fact that he says what he's thinking, and he doesn't leave much doubt for where he stands. And I felt that 17 or 18 minute speech laid out his vision for the next 4 years, and there was parts of it that I thought were very refreshing. I think he got his message across.
And the actions around you, mainly positive?
There were a number of protesters. We also had the opportunity to be in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, where there were hundreds of thousands of people marching in protest. That was certainly a very interesting experience. You know, I'm a firm believer that one of the best parts of our democracy is that we have the ability to stand up and say, I disagree with you. There's a great line from the movie The American President where he stands, you know, you got to be able to stand up and scream on the top of your lungs something that someone, you know, down the road would spend a lifetime defending against. That's what's so great about our country. We have a peaceful exchange of power from one political party to another without shots fired, an orderly exchange, and, you know, elections have consequences and they matter. And it was really just an outstanding experience to get to be in D.C.
Are you optimistic about a Trump presidency?
No, I am. Don't get me wrong. I'm a conservative Republican. And I think it was abundantly clear, as someone who was on Rubio's steering committee for the state of Iowa, President Trump was not my first choice. But I got to tell you, I'm not certain the last time in my lifetime that a president said, I'm going to do certain things, and within the first 96 hours of his presidency, stood up and did those things. Said, I'm against TPP. And he signed an executive order against TPP. He stood up and said, I'm going to repeal and replace Obamacare. And he started the steps virtually instantly to do that. He said, I'm going to green light the pipeline. And guess what? He green lighted the pipeline. I was impressed with the fact that you had him having union leaders come to the White House within the first 96 hours of his presidency, sit down and talk about what he was going to do for blue-collar Americans and union jobs to put Americans back to work, and have union bosses come forward and said, we are impressed with our meeting. He listened to us. He laid out a vision for America to put America back to work. Well, those have not been traditional Republican voters, union shop members, and to have union bosses in the first week of President Trump's inauguration come forward and say, we like what we hear. I have to believe that's got to be terrifying to the Democratic Party, that if President Trump is able to take the union blue-collar voter and put them squarely in the Republican side of the column, we're not talking about 4 years of President Trump, we're talking about 8 years of President Trump.
And will you be at the next inauguration?
Without question, and I'll be clear, regardless of who wins, whichever political party is there, it is an outstanding experience, and I would encourage anyone who has the ability to go in whatever capacity to go, because it's unlike anything I've ever seen before.
Thanks to Ed Bull for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.